Thank you, Mr. President. I'm taking the floor to exercise the right of reply. Mr. President, my delegation strongly rejects provocative charge made by the U.S. against my country this morning. First, the recent U.S. critical nuclear test, whether it is based on non-nuclear explosive or whatever technology it applied, is a clear attempt to modernize its nuclear arsenal and secure its military edge over other nuclear powers. That is why this test is a very dangerous act that drives the extremely worsening global security environment into a more unstable state, having seriously negative impact on the strategic balance among major nuclear powers and on military security situation on the Korean Peninsula as well. To cope with strategic instability in the region and the rest of the world caused by the U.S. unilateral action, the DPRK cannot but reconsider the measures necessary for improvement of its overall nuclear deterrent posture within the range of granted sovereign rights and possible options. Second, now let me turn to the DPRK's launch of military reconnaissance satellite conducted a few days ago. The launch of reconnaissance satellite is aimed at strengthening my country's defense capabilities. Even at this moment, a lot of US reconnaissance satellites, high-altitude unmanned reconnaissance planes, and all other reconnaissance assets are closely watching every movement of the DPRK. It is a logical and legitimate response to the undisguised military threat of the US and its allies, and an exercise of the universal right of a sovereign state to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity. It is a countermeasure against the United States, which frequently brought strategic offensive means like strategic bombers and nuclear carriers in the vicinity of the Korean Peninsula from the outset of this year that poses a serious threat to the security interests of the DPRK. Given the fact the security environment for our state is undergoing drastic changes owing to the U.S. military maneuvers and provocations of all sorts, possessing reconnaissance satellites presents itself as a prerequisite for our country to bolster up its self-defensive deterrent and safeguard its sovereignty and security from potential threats. In this vein, my delegation strongly denounces and rejects the U.S. initial attempt to deprive the DPRK of its right to use space and right to self-defense granted to all countries. And this morning, everyone in this room witnessed yet another arrogance and high-handedness of the U.S. to influence the international community with its hostile policy towards selected countries, by bringing up an issue irrelevant to today's topic, that is a nuclear transparency. No one gave the U.S. the authority to take issue with the sovereign right of a specified state. In his statement released today, the Vice Minister of Foreign Ministry of the DPRK expressed deep concern about the scheduled UN Security Council open meeting to call the DPRK's legitimate satellite launch into question at the braggandish demand of the US and its followers. He emphasized that the UN Security Council has neither qualification nor authority to talk about issue of exercise of the legitimate right of a sovereign state and warned the UN Security Council of the catastrophic consequences to be entailed by its reckless act. He stated that due to US unfair behavior, the Security Council has failed to discharge any duty and role in realizing ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, a pressing task of the international community at hand. The DPRK will never tolerate any moves of hostile forces to violate the exercise of its sovereign right, and neither will it step back from possessing space reconnaissance capability, which we should acquire no matter what others may say. Mr. President, I think no one in this room will deny the fact that the US is the largest nuclear state, the first country that developed nuclear weapon and actually used it. Thus, the US has prime responsibility in global disarmament process. Therefore, they should do on their part to eliminate its nuclear arsenal instead of pointing fingers at the DPRK's legitimate right and other neighboring countries. Lastly, it is not surprising that Australia accuses the DPRK's legitimate right to self-defense every time it takes the floor, while keeping a blind eye on dangerous move of the US threatening the security of the DPRK. I wonder whether this country is willing to raise its voice at least once to demand the US to stop all sorts of military provocations, such as deployment of strategic assets around the Korean Peninsula and joint military exercises of offensive nature, which is a key factor of the escalation of the tension in the region. Thank you, Mr. President.